Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm excited to have with me today on Connected some special guests, and they are apostles in the faith underneath of the covering of Revival Fellowship International. And of course, the presiding apostle over Revival Fellowship is Dr. John Polis, my spiritual father. Sir, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
Great to be with you, Tim. I'm excited to be able to introduce a great friend and co-worker in the gospel, a fellow apostle from Zagreb, Croatia, Apostle Šiško Demir, who is the founder of Word of Life in Zagreb, a ministry that it covers the country of Croatia, as a church planter, has had a national television program, has really made a difference in a nation with 4.5 million people that is mainly Catholic country. And there's estimated about 7,000 evangelicals in the whole nation. And he's been a major part of that evangelical move in the country. And so it's great to have him here and introduce him. And I know he's going to be a blessing to folks.
Praise God. And stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Apostle Šiško.
I've been afraid, been confused, doubted everything I thought that I knew. But I felt peace and I've been loved. Got back on my feet, thanking God above. And I know how trusting and believing, and the darkness when the shadows hide the light. Yeah, I know how it feels to survive. I've been alone, felt betrayed, didn't know if I could stand another day. But I found joy and I had faith. Known the strength that gets me through one more day. And believing, and the dark. the shadows hide the light. Yeah, I know how it feels to survive. I know how it feels to survive.
I'm back with my special guest today, Apostle Shishko, and we are so excited to have you with us on this edition of Connected Today, and all the way from Croatia.
Yes, thank you for having me here. I trust I will be a blessing. And, I enjoy this time.
And I believe you will be a blessing to the heart and life of the people. Let me just say this to you, that folks that are listening in West Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania will get this broadcast here in the near future. And it comes on at 1 o'clock, of course, as we are on right now. But again, there will be a repeat of that tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you can also listen anywhere in the world at HESalive.net. HESalive.net. And we are excited about the radio going over the internet. And God has been really speaking to you recently. Before we came on the air, the Lord had been speaking to me about some things concerning the apostolic. And we've been teaching a lot about the apostolic and the prophetic and, of course, rebranding at our church here in Grantsville, Maryland, formerly the World Lighthouse Worship Center. Dr. John Polis was there. We had Ron Jones there for the rebranding of Father's House. And in this modernistic contemporary intellectual age that we are living in, we believe that God is sending forth the spirit of Elijah in these last days through restorational revival, that the hearts and the heart of the fathers is being turned toward the children, and the heart of the children being turned back to the fathers, lest a curse would come upon this earth. Now, recently, you were just at Apostle Joe Perosa's church in Morgantown, at Morgantown Faith Center, and you shared a message on there. Let's talk a little bit about that message.
Yes, I enjoy that message very much. It's a, I would say, basic message. But I was talking about Jacob and how he was going out from his home, and then he was tired and he wanted to sleep, and he put his head down on the rock. And as he was putting that his head on the rock, the God actually started to speak to him.
Uh-huh.
And as the Lord started to speak to him, he started to share the vision for his life and what he has for him. And he saw open heaven, and he saw angels ascending and descending. And when he woke up from that dream, he was amazed because he did not know what was happening. He just understood that God was there. And sometime in our life, we really don't understand that God is so close to us. We are on our run wherever we are going, but God is after us. He wants to be with us. He wants to speak with us. All we need to do is to come to the rock, or to come to Jesus, the stone that was thrown away by the builders, mm-hmm. but was destined by God. Through him, we really come into that relationship with God, where God starts to speak to our lives,
yes.
where he shares his vision, his dreams with us, where he opens the door and gives us promises that he is going to fulfill in our life if we keep on going with him.
I love that. You know, the Bible says in the book of Psalms 46 and verse number 1 that God is a very present help in time of need. He was there for Jacob, and he's here for you and I, just as he was there for Jacob. Yet Jacob wrestled with that angel all night long, didn't he? But yet God was still on Jacob's side, even in that, because God is for us and not against us. Can you say amen?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. All we need to do is to, just like Moses, when he went up the hill to support Joshua in the battle, he was tired. And we are all, from time to time, getting tired. We cannot fight in our own strength. Mm-hmm. So many times we are fighting in our own strength. But we really need what Moses did have there. I believe that also Aaron and Hur, they are representing plant in Father God and the Holy Spirit. And what they did, they brought the stone and they put it under Moses. And Moses sit on the stone. Mm-hmm. And the stone representing Jesus Christ. Praise He is God. The rock. He is the stone. And as he rested on Jesus, then God started to give the victory to Joshua and all Israelites. And then Moses had also revelation of God in a special way, like he never had it before, of Jehovah Nissi.
Yes.
He saw that the Lord was his banner, the one that is giving him the victory. But it all came because he came on the rock, he came on the stone, Lord Jesus Christ. And I think if we will do that, if we will start to fight in our own strength and surrender and completely lean on him, he is going to change and transform our lives.
Praise God. How true that is. You know, I love the word of God that talks in the book of Exodus, how Moses, he was weary, but he was pursuing toward his purpose and toward his goal. And in this last day and age that we live in, it's very, very difficult being in the ministry if we're standing in our own strength. But yet the Bible says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and verse number 10, the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he penned these words down. Be strong, not in yourself, but in the Lord. Amen. And in the power of his might.
Amen. That's what we really need in our life, because we cannot see the glory of God if we are just leaning on our natural strength. It comes to the end. I mean, we are too tired, you know. Too many things come against us, and we can fight for a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when your strength is in the Lord, something special is going to happen, and we just need to learn how to connect with the Lord, how to plug into him so his power will flow through us and help us to have our victories.
Absolutely. And recently at the Lighthouse, formerly the Lighthouse, but Father's House here in Grantsville, Maryland, we have been teaching from Dr. John's manual and his book, of course, and that is Apostolic Advice. And we've been equipping the saints there to, not only to be believers, but to become disciples of Jesus Christ. In other words, the Bible says over in Ephesians 5 and verse number 1, be you therefore followers of God as dear children. The original translation in the Greek manuscript says, be you therefore imitators of God as dear children. So we've been teaching on believers. We've been on teaching on continuing to be disciples and following Jesus Christ. And then thirdly, to become sons and daughters in the faith. And I remember last year, before a great conference at the church, I had made a statement 2 months prior to the conference. I said, we will know who the true sons and daughters of the house are when they're not just believers, they're not just disciples, but they're a true son and a daughter when they can come through the parking lot, look down and see a candy wrapper and not expect the next individual to come along to pick it up, but they themselves will pick it up, because it's not the greatness that we are experiencing within ourselves. What it is that we remember where we came from, but we know now where God has taken us to. And so I always like to use this statement, I'm not a great man of God, but I'm just a man of a great God, and I have a purpose in life, and that is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. What would you say? We have about 2 minutes left on this portion of Connected Today before we break for a song and come back to pray. But what would you say? There are sons and daughters that God's raising up in these last times. We've been talking about Moses. We have been talking about Joshua and several other key figures on today's broadcast. But what would you say to the common believer out there that's listening right now? Where do they not go from here, but where do they grow from here?
Well, many believers don't understand today the relationship of fathers and the sons, and nobody is teaching us how to be a father, how to be a spiritual father, and nobody is teaching us how to be the sons and the daughters, and how to have the fathers, and how this relationship can work together. I remember last year when I was present with Dr. John and the 30 years of the ministry, I had a wonderful, wonderful experience. I wrote it down. I shared it with the people. I mean, that fellowship of the brothers and the sisters in the Lord, together with the father, of the house. It was something that really was changing me and really strengthening me. And I'm very, very thankful. But I'm sorry that so many people are missing on that. I believe God wants to give them the understanding of fatherhood and the sonship.
Yes.
And as
yes.
He gives us that, and if we grab it and go with that, we are going to make a better Christian world.
Praise God. We're going to break for a song, and we're going to be back with Apostle Shishko, and we're going to be praying over your needs. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. Lord, we declare this over the nation. I see your glory covering the earth, Lord, just like the water covering the sea. I see the millions coming to salvation. I see revival, fire in the land. I see the lost, nameless ones remembered. I hear the widow shouting out your praise. I see the friendless loved and celebrated. Orphans fulfilling, Lord, the calling on the life. We say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. We are praying, do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen, yeah. Do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, oh, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. And I see forgiveness overtaking hatred, pride and prejudice now giving way to love. I see depression replaced with joy and gladness, and Satan's lies now bowing to the truth. Oh, I see forgiveness overtaking hatred, pride and prejudice now giving way to love. Oh, I see depression replaced with joy and gladness, and Satan's lies, they are bowing to the truth. We say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. Yeah. Do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory. Come on, lift your hand and say it. We say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. Brokenness of families brought to wholeness. I see every prodigal running home to you. Oh, father's hearts, they are turning toward their children. And children's hearts, they are turning toward their father. And I see the church rising up in power. Oh, laying down their lives in unity and love.
Yeah.
I'm back with my special guest today here on Connected, Apostle Shisko, and we so appreciate your conversation and ministry on today's edition of Connected. There's a lot of prayer needs that have been coming into the station this week. I've been seeing needs. People have been suffering from cancer, esophageal cancer. I've seen that twice this week. I've seen another person suffering from severe crippling arthritis of the spine. Another person that said that they had poked something in their left eye, and they ask us for prayer. And the list just goes on. Prayer after prayer after prayer request has come in. And if you want to send your prayer request into He's Alive, of course, you can send it into P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or there's a place online at he'salive.net. That's H-E-S-alive.net, and we'll be glad to pray over your needs. Would you lead us to the throne of grace and pray over the people's needs at this time?
Yes. Hallelujah. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I bring these people. I bring their needs, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that you, El Shaddai, will move in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I declare your name. I declare your power over them, Lord God. I pray that you will touch them in their need. Let the cancer be broken in Jesus' name, Lord God. Let every sickness that is standing against the people of God, the children of God, Lord God, that are listening to me and releasing their faith, Lord God. Let your power move in their life. Hallelujah. Let it be broken in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Hallelujah. Receive the power of God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are touching people now because we are in agreement. Hallelujah. And you are doing your wonderful work, Lord God. We give you glory and honor, Father, in Jesus' name.
There's someone, you're suffering from a spinal condition. It's in the lower extremities between L5 and S1, some degenerative disc disease. And your name is Shelley, and Holy Spirit is ministering to you right now by a word of knowledge. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. For the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24 that by His stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, that means God already provided for it. Receive it right now and begin to add praise and thanksgiving for it until the manifestation takes place on this end of the line. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, Apostle Shisko, we sure appreciate you coming on to today's edition of Connected. And again, if you would like to have more understanding about He's Alive Radio and the special guests that are on here, you can dial us up at 301-895-3292 at regular business office hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and somebody will pick up the phone and they'll answer your questions. Also, Covenant Partners, we want to thank you for supporting us not only with your prayerful support, but also with your financial support. And it only takes $10 to $15 a month to become a new partner. You can call that number. Again, it's 301-895-3292. Talk to someone on the other end of the line that you would like to become a monthly partner, about 90 seconds of your time, and you'll get this month's coaching CD, and you can be blessed today in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.